want to pivot for a second. And the thing that I want to talk about this time is Gavin Newsome. I mean, let me say that again. Gavin Newsome. Now, Gavin Newsome is under fire by his own party. By his own party. For what? Gavin Newsome is under fire for his own party for disagreeing and going against the social norms. He's going the same way as Eric Adams. And guess what he's under fire for? You would never believe it. For agreeing, and you guys actually put this in my ear because I didn't even realize that he had a podcast. I searched high and low for it. I guess it's exclusively on iHeartMedia. We'll find out more about it. But Gavin Newsome is under fire for agreeing with Republicans, specifically Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA, that men and women's sports is a bad thing. Who knew? Who knew that we would get to a point to where we would actually see a Democrat admit that they are part of an establishment that's pushing an agenda to keep you stupid, dumb, crazy, and embracing something that's best for, that's not best for America? This is what's happening over here with Gavin Newsome. Take a look.
Shockwaves through the political sphere. The podcast exchange causing outrage among his own party.
Say no men in female sports.
Well, I think it's an issue of fairness. I completely agree with you on that.
Thanks for joining us here at 6. I'm Tony Lopez.
And I'm Marley Ginter. The governor breaking with Democrats on the debut episode of his new podcast, suggesting they were in the wrong by allowing transgender athletes to participate in female sports. Your reporter Madison Keevy has a breakdown of what he said and the backlash she's getting really from both parties on this one. Right, Madison?
Right, Marley. And we've heard that all day long, people coming out. You know, Governor Newsom has long been a champion for LGBTQ plus civil rights here in the state for decades, going against his own party many years ago to issue marriage licenses for same-sex couples. But as one expert put it to me today, he's now positioning himself as a new type of Democrat.
Would you do something like that? Would you say no men in female sports?
Well, I think it's an issue of fairness. I completely agree with you on that.
The governor, on the debut episode of his podcast, this is Gavin Newsome, in conversation with conservative political activist Charlie Kirk.
There's also a humility and a grace, you know, that these poor people are more likely to commit suicide, have anxiety and depression. And the way that people talk down to vulnerable communities is an issue that I have a hard time with as well. So both things I can hold in my hand.
The governor's comments getting backlash from some of the state's top Democratic leaders, like State Senator Scott Wiener, part of the LGBTQ caucus.
It was just really sad to me, and it was like a gut punch for the governor to take that position. And
So wait a minute. Again, on all of the issues and all of the things that you should stand for, you're telling me that it is a gut punch that Gavin Newsom, who I don't like at all, and I think that he's been the worst governor of the United States of America for some time now. You're telling me that it is bad for Gavin Newsom to say that it is bad for men to participate in women's sports. What twilight zone and what place do we live in? What is wrong with people? How did we get so far left? How do we become so far gone to where we think that it's okay for men to play in women's sports? What is wrong with people? Democrats are going off on Gavin Newsom because he's saying it is wrong for men to play in women's sports and the competitive angle is a bad thing. That's crazy to y'all? This world is getting scary, man. It's getting truly scary.
I hope it's a one-off and that he quickly comes back to his roots, which is to support the LGBTQ community.
Republicans took notice of the comments, too. Assemblymember Bill Assaley wrote on X, quote, "Talk is cheap," and called on Newsom to sign legislation to match. Assemblymember Kevin Kiley echoed that call, that if the governor is serious, he should sign an executive order.
I took those comments to the governor's office of concerns and questions that have since come out since that podcast was released. The governor's office pointed me back to the entirety of that more than an hour-long podcast episode, saying that he is not going to weaponize this issue or turn those kids into villains.
So, again, they are now saying, and let me pivot really quickly because I want to make sure that I do this the right way. They are now going off on Gavin Newsom for saying that it is not right, that it is not right for men to participate in women's sports. Of the hour-long podcast that he did, this is the stuff that he's standing on.
He's about to win the state championship in the long jump in female sports.
Right.
That shouldn't happen. You, as the governor, should step out say no.
No, and I appreciate.
But like, would you do something like that? Would you say no men in female sports?
Well, I think it's an issue of fairness. I completely agree with you on that. So that's easy to call out, the unfairness of that.
So Gavin values winning more than anything. He will change to win. The problem that he has not calculated, and he's normally a tactician when it comes to his party. His party has not moved on. He's trying to move on to the general election. If this is the Gavin Newsom that has become moderate now, which I don't believe, it's all for politics, he won't win a Democratic primary. And you don't have to take my word for it. Brian, just look at the reaction from the Democrats.
It's unbelievable. And I will say this. This is how insincere it is. He hasn't changed one thing.
No.
He's gone to bat for trans men in women's sports and made sure it stood there. So he makes this by the way, he couched it by saying, I have great compassion. If you don't let him play, they'll commit suicide. But I agree with you, Charlotte, which is totally not true. So Lori Lightfoot, I know you forgot about her, but I'll bring her back just for this moment. She says it's disgusting. There are kids waking up today in California with this news thinking that their governor hates them, and rightly so. As Charlie Kirk says, Politico has not one, not two, but five reporters covering the fallout of Gavin Newsom's comments.
Listen, if you are worried about how your governor feels about you more than you are about the way that you were raised from your parents, you are already lost. It's over for you. If I'm more concerned about what Gavin Newsom is saying on a podcast than I am about the way that I was raised and the fact that I don't even know who the piss I am because I believe that I'm trapped in a woman's body, but I'm really a man, then you have bigger things to worry about. There are people waking up. This is what they're saying, that there are people waking up thinking that Gavin Newsom hates them. What? Because I don't let you beat up on a little girl in a sport to make you feel better? Because your bone density is different and your shoulders is broader and you got a dang-a-lang slanging in between your legs and you're going to drop kick this chick in her chin? Well, I guess we can throw out the window that it's not okay. Remember when we used to say, oh, man, I would never fight a girl. Well, I guess all of that is gone, huh?
About men and women's sports. But there's even more. Ro Khanna, who many people point to as somebody, a voice of reason on the left.
Democrat from California said this is a moment for Democrats to stand for the dignity of the trans community, the immigrant community, and the most vulnerable. Here are my thoughts.
He should end with men. Women suck. Right?
All he said was it's not fair. Because men are stronger and you have a biological man who is playing against a woman. There are so many examples of girls that have been hit by the volleyball that have lost their scholarships because a biological male has taken it from them. Mm. So he's not saying he's anti-trans. And a lot of people who are against this because of fairness are not anti-trans. It's just they're saying it's not fair for my little girl to lose her scholarship to someone who is biologically stronger. And so if you read the New York Times, the Ipsos poll back in January found the vast majority of Americans, this is why Gavin Newsom is smart if he wants to win an election.
That's right.
The vast majority of Americans, including most Democrats, do not think that trans athletes should compete in women's sports. They polled 2,128 people. 79% said biological men should not participate in women's.
That's the troubling statistic, to be honest with you, the fact that it's only 79% and it's not 100%. 79%. This poll should be 99.9% to 0.01%. And the 0.01 should be the trans community that's feeling some type of way, but we don't really take them in consideration because they should not even have any say on whether or not men can play in women's sports. The poll should say, the troubling part to me is that they saying 70-something percent of people agree. I don't care that it's the majority. I'm concerned about the other 21% of people or 22% of people. What is wrong? I'm looking like that means one in five people almost that I'm walking down a street next to, depending on what state that I'm in, agree with this nonsense. So every five people that y'all pass, remember that they agree that men should be beating the crap out of women in women's sports and that they should be using y'all bathroom with their schlong inside of the locker room.
Sports. 67% of Democrats agreed with that and 94% of Republicans. The trans girl community right. makes up a very small percentage of our population.
And before we move on and talk about the most extreme statement ever, Cynthia Slavin, the mom of one of the girls who filed a lawsuit against Riverside, this is all California Unified School District, for this very reason, because she doesn't want her daughter playing against sports. She said when she heard about these comments, goes, what's truly unfair that he has the is that he has the power to do something about this issue, but doesn't. Talk is cheap. Take action. Do something. By him not taking action or trying to come up with a plan, he's adding to the division and tension in our state. So, of course, he could. He's not out of power. He could change in California in a second, but he just wants to get along. Please see through the hair gel.
But the Democrats have a leader right now in the House, and it's Hakeem Jeffries. He didn't know what to make of it. This is his comments.
I want to ask about California Governor Gavin Newsom's comments saying that Democrats were in the wrong for allowing transgender athletes to compete in female and girls sports. What is your response to that after Democrats had opposed the women and girls in sports?
I haven't seen his comments. What Democrats
yes,
opposed
you have. Yes, you
was
have.
Unleashing sexual predators on girls throughout the United States of America.
What? What does that even?
After Democrats had opposed the women and girls in the sports.
I haven't seen.
What was that freeze? Are these people Manchurian candidates, honestly?
That's how to oppose the women and girls in the sports.
I haven't seen his comments. What Democrats opposed was unleashing sexual predators on girls throughout the United States of America.
He is absolutely no Barack Obama. Please stop saying that Hakeem Jeffries is trying to be like a Barack Obama. Listen, as much as we don't care for the things that Barack Obama did while he was in office, he did do some good things. I will give him that. I have to be objective. The one thing that Barack Obama was a master orator. He was able to think quickly on his feet, and he was able to coherently communicate a sentence, absolutely masterfully communicate a sentence. And Hakeem Jeffries is no Barack Obama. At all. Honestly, listen, be for real. The one thing that we can't deny from Barack Obama is that he had charisma and he could communicate effectively. And he had halfway decent sense. What he wound up doing while he was in office is a completely different conversation. But the one thing that you can't say about Obama is that Obama was not on it when it came to his representation and his communication. He was on point 2000 times over 2000. This guy is no Barack Obama. He is no Barack Obama. We don't even know what the heck he's talking about. He just talking.
Throughout the United States of America.
What? What does that even mean?
I'm not even understanding what he's trying
he's
to connect
right
He's just
trying to pivot.
Here.
He doesn't want to answer the question.
It's really not that complicated. Guys can't be with the girls. They can't be unclose. I mean, I remember when I was in school and I played basketball and there were certain rules because of Title IX. And the girls had to get the court some of the days,
yep.
and the guys got the That's court true. Some of the You could not discriminate. And we would say, okay, we got a state championship. It did not matter. Yeah. You had to protect the individuality of the girls and the guys. And the Democrats used to lead on this issue, and now they're taking a back seat.
But you know what he's alluding to? That there's genital inspections to make sure you're the right gender when you compete. Nobody has said that in that act that was passed, the protect.
Yeah, I just think that the Democratic Party, they over. It's over. He seems like a Manchurian candidate, Maddie, 100%. I think that the Democrat Party is over.